Title 42 Countdown, 700,000 Migrants in Mexico Waiting to Rush U.S. Border. By John Binder on May 4, 2023. As many as 700,000 migrants, a foreign population larger than Boston, Massachusetts, are currently in Mexico waiting to rush the United States-Mexico border when President Joe Biden ends the public health authority known as Title 42 on May 11. In 2020, in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis, former President Donald Trump invoked the public health authority known as Title 42 at the border, ensuring that federal immigration officials have been able to quickly return millions of illegal aliens to Mexico over the last 3 years. On May 11, though, Biden will end Title 42 and expand its catch-and-release network to quickly move border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, including deploying 1,500 U.S. troops to the border to free up federal immigration officials to process arrivals at a faster pace. During a Yuma County Board of Supervisors meeting this week, Supervisor Jonathan Lines revealed that Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials have warned them that as many as 700,000 migrants are waiting in Mexico to rush the border when Title 42 ends. Border Patrol shared with us their intelligence that there are approximately 700,000, as of 3 weeks ago, in the shelters in Mexico waiting to come into the United States, Lines said. They also shared with us that at the Darien Gap, which is at the Panama Canal, they've seen a 500% surge in people crossing over that gap on their way up to the United States. Representative Andy Biggs, RA's office confirmed to Breitbart News that they too have been told by officials of the looming 700,000 migrants waiting in Mexico. Such a mass migration event, as Lines said DHS officials called it, would see a foreign population arriving at the border that exceeds the resident population of cities like Boston and Nashville, Tennessee. Right now, all of the people that are coming across the border, 40% of them are expelled under Title 42 in Yuma, Arizona, Lines said. So 40% of the people coming across are immediately expelled and they're flown back to their countries of origin. That goes away on May 11, they are no longer processed out. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot noted that his law enforcement officers have their hands tied, unable to apprehend and detain border crossers and illegal aliens, as federal law would have them charged with kidnapping. If we could arrest, I would fill the jail in a day with the amount of individuals that we encounter trespassing, Wilmot said. International labor organizations and the cartels are facilitating this trade, Lines noted. They're making a significant amount of money. 27 million were forced into labor over the last 2 years, and 6.3 million forced into sexual exploitation. Americans in U.S. border towns like Yuma are especially hard hit by illegal immigration. In February, Dr. Robert Trenchell of the Yuma Regional Medical Center detailed how in just 1 year, local taxpayers were left with $26 million in unpaid medical bills from border crossers and illegal aliens who showed up to the hospital needed care. That amount is set to increase, Trenchell said, when Title 42 ends. Following Title 42's end, close to 400,000 border crossers and illegal aliens are projected to arrive at the border every month. Such a monthly inflow of illegal immigration would exceed the resident population of New Orleans, Louisiana. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.